Okay, it's 6 o'clock. And we are up to the second line from the top on Yud Amud Aleph. Basically, we're working on the question that Rebbe said that our Mishnah doesn't talk about any machloikas, and yet Rav Chiya said that all 15 cases can have a case of two sisters who fall the Yibum to two brothers, and one can do Yibum one and one can do Yibum to the other, because each one of them is an Erva to one of the brothers, the same Erva, any one of the 15. And the only way that worked was if we picked sides in the Machloikas of Shimon and the Rabbanon. So we see that the Mishnah does talk about Machloikas. So we answered, the Rebbe doesn't agree to Rav Chiya. That was the first answer we gave. We're going to give other answers as well. Rav Adda bar Karchana Mishmeder of Kahana Mishmeder Rava. Amra Mishmeder Rava. Rav Adda Karchana was in front of Rav Kahana, and he said over in the name of the Rava, Lo'ilam Isle the Rebbe Hani Klali. Rebbe could hold these Klalim. You know, Rebbe could hold that all 15 Ervas can have the case of being mutter to one brother and mutter to the other brother. And the Mishnah is talking about Machloikas. We withdraw what we said earlier. Earlier we had said the Rebbe answered him, but Pukta Loi Kamayri. We're not talking about Machloikas. Our question was, Rav Chiya said all 15 cases of our Mishnah can have Asura Lazeh, Mutaris Lazeh. That means you are talking about Machloikas. So the Gemara answered, Rebbe doesn't agree to Rav Chiya. Rav Adda says no. He agrees to Rav Chiya. He agrees to Rav Chiya, and he could be theoretically, we just want to make sure I'm not translating along, right? Right. He could be that the Mishnah talks about Machloikas. Except, the reason the Mishnah didn't list the case of Anusis Aviv, which was the question that we started with. The Mishnah could have a case that Yaakov lived with a woman out of wedlock, had a son Reuven, Shimon married that woman, and then sold the Yibum to her son. Right, and we answered that Rebbe, that only works according to the Rabbana, not according to Rebbe Yehuda. So Rebbe Yehuda holds it's forbidden to marry Anusis Aviv, and therefore we did not have the case in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara is giving another answer. Really, the Mishnah could have said it, but since in all the cases in the Mishnah we want to say that you can have two sisters falling to two brothers, and one should be usher to one, and one should be usher to the other, that cannot work with the case of Imay Anusis Aviv. That's why it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. Because since we wanted to say in each case of the Mishnah that you can have two sisters, each one being an Erva to one of the brothers, right, and being the same Erva. Well, with Imay Anusis Aviv, you cannot have two sisters. You cannot have two sisters, one being usher to one, and one being usher to the other. And I'll explain why. Let's say you would have Yaakov, the father, living out of wedlock with two sisters, and having two sons, Reuven from one, and Shimon from the other. He wasn't married to either of the women. He lived out of wedlock with two sisters. He has Reuven from one and Shimon from the other. Now, those two women marry Levi and Yehuda. Right? So now, Levi and Yehuda die without children. Reuven can't be Miyabim either one of the two. Because one is his mother and one is his mother's sister. Mother's sister is an Erva. Shimon can't be Miyabim either of the two. Because one is his mother, and one is his mother's sister. So you would never have a case of two sisters, right? One is the mother of one, and one is the mother of the other, falling liyibum, and one being permissible to one, and one being permissible to the other. Because since there are two sisters, one of them is his mother, and one of them is his mother's sister. So since the Mishnah wants to have cases that you can say that you can have two ervas, one mutter to one brother, one mutter to the other brother, which we were able to arrange in the 15 cases, if you would list case number 16, that wouldn't work. That's why Rebbe didn't list it in the Mishnah. It's a different teretz. Not because he doesn't want to pick sides in the Machloikas, but because he wanted to have cases in the Mishnah that you could say two sisters following the Yibum, one is one's daughter, one is the other's daughter. One is one's granddaughter, one is the other's granddaughter. And one being mutter to one and one being mutter to the other. Here, if it's two sisters, they would both be usher, because one would be his mother and one would be his mother's sister. Therefore, Rabbi didn't read this case. Let's read it inside. The Olam Isnoi LeRabbi HaNikloli. Rabbi agrees to these rules that, like Rav Chiya said, that it's possible to have 15 arayas, sisters, one to one and one to the other. But over here, Imoy Anusis Aviv, Bechadim Mishkakasla, Betarti Loike Mishkakasla. Either they're not going to be sisters, and then one would be mutter to one and one to the other. Or, if they're sisters, then you can't have them one mutter to one and one to the other. And the Gemara explains. E Yaakov based Achius on us. If Yaakov lived out of wedlock with two separate sisters, and had a son from each one, you could have two sisters following the Yibam, right? One would be Ruch and Levi's wife, and one would be Yehuda's wife. They were both had relationships with Yaakov out of wedlock. They fell to their sons, but Asur Lazem Mataris Lazem Le Mishkakasla. But you wouldn't be able to find a case of one should be mutter to Reuven and one should be mutter to Shimon, because one is his mother and one is his mother's sister, which is an erva. That would be impossible. Ebeis Nachrias on us. If Yaakov lived out of wedlock with two non-sisters, so then Asur Lazem Mataris Lazem Mishkakasla. That would be very good. He lived with two women not related to each other. He had Reuven from one and Shimon from the other. They married Levi and Yehuda. So Reuven can't be Miyabim his mother, but he can be Miyabim the other lady, but she's not related to his mother. And Shimon can be Miyabim one, because it can't be Miyabim his mother, but he can be Miyabim the other one. But then it wouldn't be two sisters. It would be two strange ladies, not related to each other. So Asur Lazem, Mataris Lazem, Mishkakasla, you would find a case where it's usher to one and mutter to the other, but Achayt, somebody should be making noise if they commute themselves. Achayt, Shiyavemta, Lai Mishkakasla. But you wouldn't find that it happens to be two sisters. So therefore, Rabbi didn't list Imay Anusis Aviv in the Mishnah because he wanted each case to have the possibility of being sisters who fall to two brothers, one being mutter to one and one to the other, and that could never work by Imay Anusis Aviv. That's why Rabbi didn't list it. So it's a noob shot in what Rabbi answered Levi. I don't want to list it because it's impossible to say Asur Lazem, Mutaris Lazem by two sisters. And I'm only listing cases that you can do that. Rashi. Imay Anusis Aviv B'chadim Mishkakasla. L'hochi Lo'inakit Lo'be Masnisen. The reason he didn't mention it in the Mishnah is not because he doesn't want to mention Machloikas. No, he would mention Machloikas. Not like we said before. But over here, Shiyatar Kar Lazem, Asur Lazem, Mutaris Lazem, V'achaisik Shiyavem to Misyavemis. You would not be able to have a combination that the two should be sisters, and one should be permissible to Reuven, and one should be permissible to Shimon. It's impossible. Shiyubez Achis, Neiflis Yisyabim, two sisters should fall to Yibim, Uteyazu Asur Lazem, Mishim Imai, and one should be Reuven's mother, V'chein Zu Alzeh, and one should be Shimon's mother, Umataris Lashain, and that Reuven should be able to be Miyabim Shimon's mother, and Shimon should be able to be Miyabim Reuven's mother. That's impossible. Because if they're sisters, then Reuven can't be Miyabim his mother, nor her sister. And the same for Shimon. And L'chad Mishkachasla, you could only have one case. Oya Asur Lazem Mataris Lazem. Either two women, Reuven can be Miyabim, the other one not his mother, and Shimon can be Miyabim, the other one not his mother, but then they can be sisters. Or if they're sisters, you can have a case, my phone fell down. If you have a case of sisters, that you can have sisters, but then they can't be Miyabim either one. Right. Why? Because Yaakov stay Achis Adas, Vyodalay Achas Levi, Vachas Yehuda. Right. Yaakov was Ma'anis, two women. He had out wedlock relationship with two women, and one gave birth to Levi and one to Yehuda. Menasa Reuven Anusas Aviv, and Reuven married one of those women, Ima Shel Levi, Levi's mother, which he's allowed to according to the Rabbanan, because you're allowed to marry Anusas Aviv. V'Shimon Nasa Anusas Aviv Ima Shel Yehuda. Achoyset Shevemta Nefelus LeYibam Lefnei Levi. Then yes. It would fall, both would fall the Yibam of Nehavi Yehuda, the changes the Girsa, to Benehen. One is one's child, one is the other, Mishkakasla. But Asur Lazem, Mataras Lazem, like Mishkakasla. Fishishtein, Asur is Oshtein. Both are Asur to both. Imai Shalevi, Asur, Lai Mishim Imai. Obviously, Levi can't be Miyabim his mother. He can't be Miyabim the other woman because it's his mother's sister. Both would be parted from Chalitz and Yibim. And if you're going to say he lived with two women that are not related to each other, Yaakov had four children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. He lived out of wedlock with two women and had Reuven and Shimon, or Levi. Let's say he had Levi and Yehuda. He had Levi and Yehuda. Reuven married one and Shimon married the other, right? He had them from a different wife. And then they would fall in front of their children. Then you're right. Asur lezem, mataras lezem, mishkakasla. Levi wouldn't be able to be miyabim his mother, or Reuven wouldn't be able to miyabim his mother. And, he would be able to miyabim the other woman because it's not his mother's sister. I have a lot of achis in it, but they're not sisters. Reb Chiyam wanted a case that there's two sisters and he can be miyabim one and not the other. So that wouldn't work, but that's why Rebbe didn't learn it in the Mishnah. So that's our second teretz to the question of why Rebbe didn't have a case in the Mishnah of a person who can't be miyabim his mother because it's his brother married his father's Anusa, the woman that his father had a relationship out of wedlock, which according to the Rabbanan is a perfectly legal marriage, and then the mother falls in front of her son. So last week we answered, that's involved in a machloikis, and we don't gotta get involved in a machloikis. And now we're answering, no, Rabbi would have gotten involved in a machloikis. The Mishnah would have listed it. Except since the Mishnah wants to have every case possible, to have two sisters, one mutter to one and one mutter to the other, so therefore, that would be impossible with two sisters, both having a relationship out of wedlock with a man, have two sons. One wouldn't be able to miyab either of the two because one is his mother and one is his mother's sister. Ravashi Amar, a third teretz. Le'olam, less le'olam, Rabbi Hanikloli. Rabbi doesn't have to agree to Rav Chiyah's cases. He doesn't need to have 15 cases. The whole thing was Rav Chiyah. Rabbi doesn't necessarily agree. And the reason he didn't list Imai Anusis Aviv is not because he couldn't fit in the case of two sisters, one being Mutter and one to the other. Rabbi doesn't necessarily agree to that. And Ubuk to Kamairi. And could be Rebbe does talk about Machlaikas. So why didn't he list Imai Anusis Aviv? First answer we gave, he doesn't want to talk about Machlaikas. He does. Second answer we gave is that he wanted to have the case of Rav Chiyah. We're saying now he doesn't agree to Rav Chiyah. So why did he say to Levi, so why did he tell him that the question sounds like someone who doesn't have a brain? So the Gemara Hachi Kamalei. So Kravashi, this is what he was telling him. Let me speak this out outside, we'll do it inside. Rebbe said to Levi, you're 100% right. It would have been possible to learn a case of Ima Anusis Aviv. However, since the next Mishnah mentions a father's wife and a mother, two Ervas, that it's impossible for his brother to marry. It's not legal for his brother to marry. Now, what are the two ervas there? It says his brother can never be married to mother, meaning Shimon can never be married to Reuven's mother, and Shimon cannot be married to Reuven's father's wife, to Shimon's father's wife. Isn't mother and father's wife synonymous? Must be that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Anusas Aviv. Because if the Mishnah lists Imai and Ashes Aviv separately, isn't his father's wife, isn't his mother his father's wife? The answer is, his mother could be his father's relationship out of wedlock. And the Mishnah says, Shimon wouldn't be allowed to marry her. That means the Mishnah is telling me we don't agree to Rabbi Yehuda. So Zok Rebbe to Levi, I don't understand your question. Look at the very next Mishnah, and you see that our Mishnah does not agree, is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Because since our Mishnah lists two separate Ervas, right, one Imai and one Eishes Aviv, isn't Imai Eishes Aviv? According to the Rabbanon, Imai would be Mutter if it wouldn't be Eishes Aviv. So why did the Mishnah say that you can never have a brother married, Shimon can never marry Reuven's mother, and Shimon can never marry Reuven's father's wife? Isn't his mother his father's wife? Because according to the Rabbanon, he could marry Imai if it was out of wedlock. But the Mishnah lists them as separate. That means the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So why are you asking me a question that the Mishnah should have been able to have a 16th case, according to the Rabbanon? The Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Not because the Mishnah wouldn't pick sides in the argument. The Mishnah would pick sides in the argument. But the Mishnah obviously is being authored by someone who agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Because in the very next Mishnah, the Mishnah lists two ervas. One father's wife and one mother. If, according to the Rabbanon, they're synonymous. Every mother that's ushered for Shimon to marry, Shimon can't marry Reuven's mother if it's his father's wife. If it's not his father's wife, he can marry her. And since the Mishnah lists them separate, that means we're going like Rabbi Yehuda. So obviously we can't list the 16th case because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Let's read it inside. Zakti Gemara. Ravashi Amar, La'olam Lasli Rabbi Behani Chloe. Rebbe doesn't agree to Rav Chia. So I don't agree to the second teretz we said, that the reason he didn't list Ima and Uzzah Zaviv is because we couldn't have the case of two sisters, one mutter to one and one to the other. And I don't agree to the first answer, that our Mishnahs don't take sides in Machlaikas. Our Mishnahs do take sides in Machlaikas. So So what did he mean when he said, I think the question shows lack of brain? My time of Leidaikas Masnissen. Why weren't you Medaik in the Mishnah? The Masnissen Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah can't say Imo Anusas Aviv because our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Aser Banusas Aviv that doesn't allow a person to marry his father's Anusa. How do I know that? Diktani. The next Mishnah says, Sheish Arayas Chamuras Meilu. There are six Arayas that are more stringent because, and they would never fall Yibum. They change the Suas Lacherim. If they're married, they can't be married to this guy's brother. They can never be married to the brothers to the deceased brother. Because the Kedushin would be an Isser. It would be prohibited to do such a Kedushin. And the Mishnah lists six of them. The first three, the Gemara brings. Imai, Reuven's mother can never be married to Shimon. Ve'eshes Aviv, Reuven's father's wife can never be married to his brother Shimon, because it's his father's wife. Ve'achos Aviv, Reuven's father's sister can never be married to Shimon, because it's Shimon's father's sister as well, and he can't marry her. Now, two are listed, mother, father's wife. My Imai, what is the case of mother? Elam and Nesuas Aviv, is it his father's wife? Hainu Eishes Aviv. So why is it two? Mother, father's wife. Isn't every mother father's wife? How else, right? If it's an in-wedlock, through marriage relationship, then every mother is a father's wife. So why is it listed separately in the Mishnah? Right. Elalav must be Anusas Aviv. Mother was not father's wife. Mother was a relationship out of wedlock. Uktani. And it says, Neshein Nesuas Lacherim. They're only allowed to marry strangers. They cannot marry Reuven's brother. Lacherim in Lachem Loi. The Mishnah is saying, these six Arayas could never legally be married to the guy's brother. They can never legally be married to the guy's brother. Why not? Tanuzas Aviv. Man Shamat Leide Isla Haisvara. Who holds this? Rabbi Yehuda. The Aser Banuzas Aviv. Bishop Machi, like Tani Lei. This is what Rabbi told Levi. You're 100% right. According to the Rabbanon, you can have a case of Imay Anuzas Aviv to be one of 16 Arayas. But then the next Mishnah would only have 5 Arayas that can't marry a brother. Because one of the six is mother, who's not father's wife. According to the Rabbanon, that's a perfectly legal marriage. Obviously, it has to go like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's not a legal marriage. So therefore, our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda. So it can't list it as number 16. It can't be part of the first Mishnah and part of the second Mishnah at the same time. Either the brother is allowed to marry her, or he's not allowed to marry her. If you list it in the first Mishnah, you're saying the brother is allowed to be married to her. If you list it in the second Mishnah, you say the brother is not allowed to be married to her. Can't have it both ways. So if the Mishnah is listing in the second Mishnah, the author of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, it didn't list the 16th case. So that's why he told Levi, you're not thinking. It's in the next Mishnah. If it's in the next Mishnah, it can't be in the first Mishnah. Rashi. Zakrashi Ravashi Amar Loilam Lestila Rebbe Hani Kloli Bepukta Kamari. Claim. Loi Tema. The Hadloi Tami Hani Imanusis Avim Shlamishkakas Lahani Kloli. Do not say the second teretz. That the reason it didn't say Imanusis Avim is because then I wouldn't be able to say the rule of Rabchia. The Rebbe Lestila Hani Kloli. Rebbe doesn't even agree to that. And don't give me the first answer that we gave last week, that we don't want to talk about Machlaikas. The Mishnah would be talking about Machlaikas. So what does he mean when he says that the question was not a well thought out question? This is what he means to say. Your question's great, but if you look at the next Mishnah, there's the answer to your question. It's going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Asir Banusas Aviv, the Mishkakas Losh, a Tipple Aim Lufne Bna, Liyiba Me'achav Me'aviv. It can't be that a mother should fall in front of her son from Yibum, from a paternal father. Because if it's going like a Yehuda, then that's an illegal marriage. So we've given three terutzim to Levi of why it doesn't say case number 16 in the Mishnah. First answer was, we don't like to get involved in Machlaikas. This would get involved in Machlaikas. Second answer says, we wanted to have a case where you could have two sisters fall to two brothers, one being mutter to one and one to the other. That would never work by Imai Anusas Aviv, because it would be, one would be mother and one would be mother's sister. The third answer is, we really could say 16th case. But if you say the 16th case in the first Mishnah, you can't have six cases in the next Mishnah. Because the next Mishnah we list in Arabic called Imai, that's not Ashes Aviv. That only works according to Yehuda, who says you're not allowed to marry the woman your father had a relationship with. But according to the Rabbanon, it wouldn't list Imai. And by listing Imai in the second Mishnah, the Mishnah is saying that the author of this Mishnah agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. You can't have it in both Mishnahs. If it's a Mishnah 1, it can be a Mishnah 2. And since it's a Mishnah 2, it can be a Mishnah 1. That's what Rebbe told Levi. You can't have a 16th case because then the next Mishnah wouldn't make sense. So why don't you look at the next Mishnah and figure out that your question's not a question? That's the three answers to why the Mishnah did not list the case of Imai Anusis Aviv. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachas Lo, the Yavir V'Nasif. So now the Gemara has a problem. One of the ones mentioned in the next Mishnah is Imai. And we translated Imai to mean his mother, whose father had a relation, he was born from an out-of-wedlock relationship. And therefore, it's in the next Mishnah, because it can't be married to his brother. Now, the rule we have is that Kedushin works when the Isser is only a lav, prohibition. Kedushin doesn't work when the punishment is Karis. Now, even Rabbi Yehuda, who forbids a person to marry a woman whose father had an out-of-wedlock relationship, only has that as a lav, not as karas. Therefore, it is very possible that Shimon married Reuven's mother. Yaakov had a relationship out of wedlock with a lady. Reuven was born. Yaakov had another son, Shimon, from a different woman. I don't care, with marriage, without marriage, doesn't make a difference. And then Shimon married Reuven's mother. Now, according to Yehuda, he would be violating a lav. According to the Rabbanon, it would be perfectly legal. But even Rabbi Yehuda says it's prohibited, would not say the Kedushin is invalid. He would say it's illegal, but it's not invalid. The other five Erevus in that Mishnah, in the second Mishnah, are invalid Kedushins. So the Gemara's problem is, why, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we could have a case of a mother falling in front of Yibum to her son, because Shimon violated the law, married his father's Anusa. He was illegal, but it was valid, and then she would fall to her son Liibum. So it would be a good case fitting into the first Mishnah. Even according to Yehuda, you told me that according to Yehuda, it's in the second Mishnah. But the second Mishnah is talking about, by and large, women that the brother cannot marry. It wouldn't be valid. His father's wife, his father's sister. These are people that he can't marry, and it wouldn't be valid if he did. Imai, which is anusas aviv, is not an invalid kedushin; it's an illegal kedushin. So, zok the Gemara, amale Ravina le Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda nami mishkachasla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, this could be in the first Mishnah. The e aviv v'nasiv. If Shimon violated the law, married his father's anusa, it would be a valid kedushin. Shimon would die; the mother would fall in front of her son, and it would be a regular case of an erva falling. It would have required an illegal marriage, but not, it's not invalid. It would be a valid marriage. The woman would fall Liibum. So why is it in the first Mishnah? Why is it in the second Mishnah? Zakta Gemara de Eloi Tani. All cases in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, are legal marriages. We consider an illegal marriage in the second Mishnah. Now, even though theoretically the person can violate the law, and it would be, the mother would fall for her son Liibum, but that would have involved Shimon doing a law. We don't want to list cases in the Mishnah that involve an illegal marriage. Therefore, the Mishnah did not put it in Mishnah number one, rather put it in Mishnah number two, because it involved illegality of marriage. And therefore, we didn't put it in Mishnah one. All 15 arayas in Mishnah one did not require anybody to do anything illegal in marriage. This case would have required Shimon to violate a law. So we put it in Mishnah number two, because we're assuming that he's not violating a law. So therefore, the mother would never be able to be married to Shimon, and that's why in our Mishnah, in the second Mishnah, it says she would never fall Liibum. Because for her to fall Liibum would have required an illegality. And we're not interested in listing illegal marriages. Rashi, the E of Arvinasiv, as Anusis Aviv, if he married the woman that his father had an out of wedlock relationship, the Liafla Liibum Lifnei Benah, the Lisni. So why isn't it in Mishnah number one? Beloy the E, the period. And the answer is, we don't want to list the E. We don't want to list someone who did a violation. Amalai Rav Ashi of Ghana. So Rav Ashi said to yes, sure.
Can I interrupt?
Yes.
At some point, a person is going to marry someone without kedushin, if he lives with her, if it's recognized, if he does it out in the open, and they're considered a marriage, right?
That's kedushin. So that's kedushin.
A common law marriage?
No. Common, there's no such thing as, okay, let me explain. Let's assume that that's true. It's a big machlokes, but let's assume that's true, that a man and woman that live like husband and wife are considered married to each other. The reason they're considered married to each other is we consider their living together as kedushin. There are no legal Torah marriages without kedushin. Now, we might have one without a formal wedding ceremony, but if it works, it works because the living together is considered kedushin.
Is it because from day one they decided to live together in the form of kedushin, or is it because he had an illegal affair with a woman, then they had a child and she became pregnant, and he said, you know, I'm going to stay with you starting from day two?
Again, let me just say that this is a big machlokes. I'm not going to get involved in it now, but let me just say, if you learn it works, the reason it works, for kedushin to work, you need witnesses. Where are the witnesses here? The answer is, anybody that lived together as husband and wife, the world becomes witnesses. It becomes like everybody is a witness to their marital status. And therefore, since everybody is a witness to their marital status, it's like there are witnesses to the act of kedushin, which is their living together. Meaning, just like, let me explain, please. Biblically speaking, one of the ways to do kedushin is for a man and a woman to go into a room and tell Adam that they're going into a room and they're going to consummate their relationship, and that is kedushin. It's one of the three ways of kedushin. Called Bia. We don't do it, but that's legally, biblically, a kedushin. That means as long as people are aware that these two people went into a room, right, and they're going to be like husband and wife, they are Edom. That's enough for Kedushin. Now, when a man and woman lived together once upon a time, not today, once upon a time, it was assumed that they are husband and wife. So anybody that sees them acting like husband and wife and living in one house, sees them living together and assumes that they're married, because people don't live out of wedlock in long-term relationships. Therefore, it becomes a marriage. That's why today it's much more difficult. Today, people live together with no concept or desire for marriage. Therefore, today, it's not so simple. That's why I said I'm not going to get involved. But once upon a time, a man and a woman did not have long-term relationships unless it was marriage. They didn't have living out of wedlock for long-term. They might have had once in a while, but not a long-term relationship. Therefore, anybody that sees them living like husband and wife is a witness to them being married. And that's Kedushin. It doesn't work without Kedushin. That becomes the Kedushin.
So, in other words, I understand, but in those days when they did do that, it became the Kedushin without being an anusa of these?
Well, it became both. It might started off as anusas of it, and then as they lived like husband and wife, it became aishas of it. At what point it transferred? After one night? After 6 nights? After 2 weeks? I don't know. I don't know at what point it transferred. But the fact that they're living like husband and
wife...
I'm sorry?
I guess that was my question.
I have no idea. I think it's when they're living like husband and wife, whatever that entails. I don't know how long of a relationship... I don't know. I'm just finishing the question. I don't know how long of a relationship it has to be in order for us to say it's like husband and wife. But today, the problem today is it doesn't work, is because many, many people enter into these long-term relationships specifically not to be married. They don't want any commitment to marriage. So I don't know if this halacha, you know, Ramesha said it 50 years ago. He said the concept that people don't live, want to be married and don't live out of wedlock doesn't apply to non-from people. That's what he said. Because they will live without the benefit of marriage. That was a big machloikis then. But that was Ramesh Svara. Today, he's for sure right, not that I pick sides in these things, because there are people living together without desire. Ask them they're married, they'll tell you absolutely not. Yes, Abraham.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to this is a continuation, but you know, Bishleman, in a regular chasana, so when they appoint the two people for the Edom, they are subsequently excluding everyone else. Mash'ein Kane, if you consider this type of marriage as a form of marriage, and you say that the world is Edom, there's Krovim there. How do you get out of that?
Okay, that's in itself. I'm not going to go there. The truth is, even if you didn't... it's a discussion. The Rishayim discuss what you're asking, but I'd rather not get involved in that now. It's not the sugya here. The Rishayim discuss that you really have to appoint Edom by a chasana. Is the fact that they're Krivim there make a problem, or only if the Krivim come and testify in Bezin does it make a problem? You're assuming that the Krivim being there makes a problem. It's not so simple. And therefore, the reason we appoint Edom is we always go the extra mile and try to take care of all problems. But really, the way we paskin is if the Krivim don't show up to Bezin, they're not considered witnesses that passel anybody. And therefore, really, even if Krivim know about something and were there, it doesn't passel it. You understand what I'm saying? Hello? So, your question's based on what we do, but that's not really the way we paskin. Okay. It's a chumra that we do. Amalur of Ashilur of Kana. So Rav Kashi said to Rav Kana, "B'loy de'i nami mishkachasla. I can have a case of a mother who's married to a father's brother without any illegal marriage. meaning Shimon married Reuven's mother, who was a product of an out-of-wedlock relationship, and he didn't commit any illegality, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How is that possible? As follows. Yaakov Anas Kalasai. Shimon was married to a woman, and then Yaakov lived with her. He lived with Shimon's wife, he lived with Shimon's wife while she was married to Shimon. Yaakov is not such a nice guy. He lived with Shimon's wife, right, out of wedlock, when she was married to Shimon. He violated two Isurim, Kalasai and Eishes Ish. V'hayli b'menu ben, and he had a son, right, Umeis. And then Shimon died, b'loy banim, right? If you have Reuven, then you say Reuven was married to a woman, and Yaakov was Manas Reuven's wife, and gave birth to Shimon, and then Reuven died, but Naftal Kama Bra, and she falls to her son, who did nothing illegal. He was married to this woman legally, right? But it's this amiga de Iyasira, it's Rasanam Yasira. So then Reuven wouldn't be able to be Miyabin, Shimon's wife, who is his mother, and he wouldn't be able to be Miyab Mertzara. And it would be a case of no illegal marriage. Now, it would have been an illegal act, but it wouldn't have been an illegal marriage on Shimon's part. It would have been a legal act on Yaakov's part. But Shimon married a woman legally. It was his wife. His father then went and had an out-of-wedlock relationship with this woman. Well, we couldn't have it with marriage. She's married already. And she's his daughter-in-law. And then gave birth to a son. So now, that son, the brother who was married to this woman, dies, falls to his yibum, to her son, so that would be Imai, right? Anusis Aviv, with no illegal marriage. There was only one marriage, Shimon's marriage, and that was legal. Or Reuven's marriage, and that was legal. Amaloi, b'chaisev that teira kamari, b'chaisev yisur aloi kamari. You know, it's very nice. You've taken away the illegality of the marriage, but you've made an illegality in a relationship. That's just as bad. Our Mishnah doesn't want illegalities, period. Not illegalities in marriage, and not illegalities in relationships. And therefore, it's impossible to have, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a mother should fall to her son Leibum, unless you have some illegality involved, either in the brother's marriage or in the way the kid was born. Either way, there's got to be illegality. And therefore, the Mishnah didn't want to list it in the first Mishnah. It's in the second Mishnah. Because our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, that Imay Anusis Aviv is usher to marry. It wouldn't be invalid, but it would be illegal. And we don't want to list in Mishnah number one any case that involves illegalities. Even whether the illegality is in the marriage or whether the legality is in the relationship, right? We don't want illegalities. Now, every out-of-wedlock relationship has some illegality to it, but it wouldn't be any lav, or might not even be a lav, and it might for sure not a chorus. The illegality is in a weaker, less level of a relationship out-of-wedlock. It's not the same degree illegality as a lav in a marriage or a relationship with a woman that's a chayvei krisus. Rashi. B'loy di'i nami mishkat asla, ch'lo'ovar za'ameis b'nisuel, ovar kalasai, anas kalasai, v'ovar al-das. And he obviously transgressed the law by living with his daughter-in-law, who's married. So that's why Rebbe says our Mishnah did not list the case of Imay Anusis Aviv, because it's in the second Mishnah, not in the first Mishnah, because we're going like Rebbe Yehuda. Zuck the Gemara. V'yafa pikein. And even though Rebbe told Levi it doesn't belong in our Mishnah, Batka Levi b'masnisen. Levi put it into his brisa. Levi added it. When he wrote a brisa that was built on our Mishnah, he put it in. And he felt it belongs in the first Mishnah and in the second Mishnah. And he said as follows. This is what he wrote. The Tani Levi. Imai. Pamim pateras sarasa, or pamimena pateras sarasa. Sometimes Imai can be in the first Mishnah, and it can be a case which he falls to Yibum, and it would be a valid marriage. And sometimes it would be an invalid marriage because the brother had no validity in the marriage to that woman. Ketzad. If the mother would have been married to the father, and then married Shimon Umeis, because it would have been an invalid marriage. The woman would have never been married to Shimon. Shimon cannot have a valid marriage with his father's wife. However, had his father had an out of wedlock relationship, and this is welcome of it, to love, umes, zui imai, shepeteris sarasa. So really, if Ava Bisha Shano Chachamim, Mishnah Seinu, Chamesh Esrei, Levi says, even though the Mishnah only says 15, Yeshnon Elohis of Shesh Esrei, he got Zoom. So basically, Levi said, I'd rather have it in the first Mishnah than in the second Mishnah. Even though our Mishnah says clearly not like Levi, because it lists imai as a separate erva in Mishnah number 2, Levi decided he would rather have it in Mishnah number 1. And he said that sometimes Imai could fall Yibum, and sometimes she can't, depending if she's married to the father or not a wedlock relationship. So he didn't agree with Rebbe, meaning he couldn't argue in the Mishnah, but Levi himself put it into his Braisa. Zakrashi, Batka Avapi de Mahadile Levi Le Rebbe, Kamduma Anishela Mayakodoi. Even though Rebbe answered Levi rather sharply, Batka Levi Bemasnisan, Higia, he was Magia, he corrected, Vaisival Imanusas Ava Bemishnasai. In his Mishnah, when he copied the Mishnah, he put it in. It was an invalid kedushin. Right, because a father's wife is a karis. Everybody agrees that you cannot marry. There can't be a valid marriage to a chayv krisus. When this Russia, the brother who married his father's wife, or went through the act of marriage, she would not fall the yibum. As far as we're concerned, that woman was never married to the brother, right? So if Shimon married his father's wife, it's not his wife. And if he dies, she doesn't fall the yibum, she's not his wife. Because Shimon could never marry his father's wife, it's an Isser Karis. The Aina Pateris Sarasa, it would not Pater and Sarah. Haisa. Imay anusas aviv penisas lachav umeis kedushin taimsimba. It's illegal, but the kedushin would work. I feel the Lord of Yehuda, even according to Yehuda, kedushin taimsimba chayv elavin. Ukshemeis nimtza tsarasa tsaras erva ptura. So when he dies, it is a tsaras erva because it's his mother. And it was a legal it was a valid marriage to Shimon, not a legal one, but a valid one, and therefore she would fall Batura. So Levi put it in, right, even though it involved an illegality according to Reb Yehuda. He felt it should still be in the first Mishnah, not in the second Mishnah. He did, even though Rebbe told him that's not a good question, and Rebbe felt it belongs in the second Mishnah, not in the first Mishnah, because we don't want to list things that are illegalities. Levi felt it should be listed. So when Levi wrote his Braisa, he did his own thing. He did not go with Rebbe's approach. He felt that it should list illegalities as long as it's valid. Fine. Amar Leih Rish Lakish LeRebbe. So Rish Lakish said to Rebbe, to Rabbi Eichanan. Okay, now let me explain. Okay, let's read it inside. LeLevi the Amadi Namiktani. According to Levi, that we have cases in our Mishnah, in his Braisa, that involved illegalities as long as it's valid. So then I have an extra erva. Then I have a 16th case, or according to Levi would be a 17th case, where you can have an erva, the Pater's or Tzara. What is the case? Listen to the following case. Hachaylitz li'eventai. Okay? Reuven died, now children. Shimon did chalitza. Okay? Did chalitza. Then chazer v'kitcha. Then Shimon married that woman. Now the halacha is that Shimon is not allowed to marry the woman that he gave chalitza to. We learn it out from a pasuk. It says, Kacha ya'asa le'ish asher lo yivna as beis achiv. He didn't build, he didn't do yibum. We darshan, kivin shloi bana shuv lo yivna. Once he gave chalitza, he's not allowed to go and marry her. He gave chalitza, the bond is off. However, since he was allowed to do yibum, even though he chose the option of chalitza, it is no longer karis for him. It's a lav. Because he was permitted to marry her. And since he was permitted to marry her, he chose the option of chalitza, but he did not, it never returns to being prohibited to him as a karis. It remains a lav. So here is Shimon, did chalitza to Reuven's wife, then went and married her, transgressed a lav. He did a prohibited marriage, an illegal marriage that is valid. So now Shimon is married to this woman, right? The chazir v'kitcha umeis b'loy banim. Then Shimon dies without children. Now Levi, to him it's his brother's wife, because he never did chalitza to this woman. To him, this is Reuven's wife, who was ushered to him as a brother's wife. Shimon did chalitza. So by doing chalitza, he took away the Yisr Karis and made it an Yisr Lav. But to Levi, it remains an Yisr Karis. So now, Levi can't do Yibum to this woman because it's Reuven's wife, right? That's an Yisr Eshesach, because he never did chalitza. And since he never did chalitza, it's his brother's wife, which is Karis. Now Shimon married her, illegal but valid. Illegal but valid. And then he died without children, and she falls to Levi, who can't marry her because it's an erva. So that would be erva number 17 in the Mishnah. Now, if you don't learn illegal marriages, it doesn't belong in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah only talks about legal marriages, and this involved an illegal marriage. It needed Shimon to violate the law and marry the woman he gave chalitza to. But now that Shimon violated the law, it's a valid marriage. To Levi, it's Karis. Because Rish Lakish's opinion is that to the rest of the brothers who didn't give chalitza, Levi, who was alive when Reuven died, and he didn't do chalitza, it remains also as Eishes Ach of Karis. So you have a 17th case, the Migu de Iy Asura, Tzarasa Nami Asira. Since she is Asir, so is her Tzara. So according to Relevi, there should be 17 cases. That's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. If you learn, like Rebbe, that the Mishnah doesn't have illegal marriages, then you're good to go. But if you learn, like Levi, that we will learn illegal but valid marriages, I have an illegal but a valid marriage, Shimon marrying the woman he gave chalitza to, she can never have Yibum by Levi, and therefore she would pater herself from Yibum and her tzara. It would be a new erva called Eishes Ach, regular Eishes Ach, who became an erva because Shimon married her, and now she falls with Yibum and she's an Eishes Ach, who can't have Yibum. So why isn't that the case? Zakrashi. Levi Damanina Mitani. The Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda. He learned that the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda, his Mishnah, right? Ubadik le Levi Imanus Zabif. And Levi added the case of Imanus Zabif. The Chazavakitcha, Kedushin types from Leba. In this case, once he gave the woman Chalitza, Kedushin is typhus. The Ain Allah fell up a love. All it is a love. The Chsibashul Yivna is base Achiv. This is a person who did not build his brother's house, but rather gave her chalitza. So we learn out, kivin shloi bana, shuv lo yivna. If he didn't do it, he can't do it anymore. Umeis b'loi banam, and then he died without children. V'lo yishacheres, and he had a different wife. The migud hi asur la'achim, the first woman can't get married to Levi, the kaimel ala b'karis l'Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is going to say later on that the rest of the brothers remain in achi of karis. The amr l'kamam b'shmaitzin, that the achim shokhailetz, the brothers of the one who gave chalitza, chayav na l'chalutza karis. Rish Lakish's opinion is, if Reuven dies and he has five brothers, and Shimon gives chalitza, Shimon only has a lav to marry that woman. But Levi and Yehuda and the rest of the brothers have an Isser Karis. So now, when Shimon married her...
Why?
The Gemara is going to talk about it. I'm sorry?
Yeah, okay.
In tomorrow's Gemara, it's going to be discussed. But that's Rosh Lakish's opinion. And therefore, once it's an Issacharis, so when Levi, when Shimon marries her, and she falls to Levi, it's an Issacharis, it's Saras and Ami Asura. That's the question. Amalai, so Yochanan answered him, Pishayna Batsaras Sarah. Because she would be usher to all the brothers. In the Mishnah, we had a case that she was an heir to one brother, but then she had Yibum from another brother. And she popped her Tsarasa and Tsaras Tsarasa. In this case, since all brothers would be usher to her Bakaris, no brother would be able to do Yibum. And therefore, since no brother would be able to do Yibum, it would never have a case of Tsaras Sarah. Because the no brother would be able to do Yibum to her Tsara. We'll talk about this more tomorrow. Everybody should have a wonderful day.